Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
PM team, it is 5:16. Now is the time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. All right. We've got Fair Game with Nick Faribault on deck. Nick will be appearing on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Got him good to go, Mr. Borges? I got the 1 second line from Charlie. Fair enough. Now I'm thinking about best Stephen King adaptations because I did flip away from that to the very strange Freddy Nightmare on Elm Street 2, which, man, did we go down a Wikipedia rabbit hole about that movie, Charlie. My goodness.
It's got to be It, the original one.
No.
Or The Shining.
No, you're wrong on two counts here. The best Stephen King adaptation by a mile is The Shawshank Redemption.
See, I always forget that it's a Stephen King book.
Bang! Thank you very much. We good on Faribault, or is he under? Oh, there he is. He's not underwater like Pony was when he filmed all of his commercials, or filmed. Recorded them all today. You've enjoyed the SpongeBob Filippone version of his FanDuel commercials. Fair Game with Nick Faribault is right now. You guys know how this works. We're doing it a little later than we normally would on a Friday. I hit Nick with a bunch of statements about the Steelers. He decides if they're fair game or not and explains why. It's a very fun little segment. We enjoy doing it, and we always appreciate Nick jumping on for it. You ready to dive in even on a bye week, Nick?
Let's do it, Malzy.
All right, fair game to say that the Steelers are in incredibly good position in the AFC North, given the state of their record and their team and the rest of the division.
Very fair. Very fair. The Bengals and Browns feel like non-factors. The Ravens are staring 1-5 down the barrel here. And the Steelers really should be 5-1. If you're 5-1 and the other team is 1-5, I get the Steelers have a tough second half of the schedule. But honestly, you feel like 10-7 at that point wins you the division. That feels like a realistic option for the Steelers. They should get there. It feels like they're in a good spot.
Is it fair game to say that the Steelers' offensive line started to turn a real corner with their performance against Minnesota overseas?
I guess fair, but I'll tell you what. I think a lot of that was number 80. I think it was a lot of Darnell Washington. So maybe the run game's going to turn a corner because they're just going to play Darnell more. I do think, you know, Fautanu and McCormick are fronting. They're kind of water, but Broderick's still all over the place. Seumalo still loses his mind two or three times every game.
How many of Broderick? Sorry to cut you off in the middle of our fair game format here, but how many of Broderick's issues? Like, I had somebody send it to me. A buddy just texted me and goes, "Look at Jones again, getting worked over here." And I watched the play, and it looked like a Seumalo error, not a Jones one. There was a play, the one where Rodgers got kind of thrown to the ground, ragdoll style, for a sack. Mm-hmm. Jones looks like he's kicking out to take an edge rusher, and Seumalo looks like he just gets to his spot very late and misses. And I've got people, and I'm not trying to be the Broderick Jones apology department here, Nick, because I can admit, as somebody that thought he was going to be awesome, that he hasn't been. But to me, that's an Isaac Seumalo sack, because if Jones doesn't kick outside, then they've got a guy coming off the edge running free.
Yeah, no, that was on Seumalo.
Okay.
In fact, I think a lot of stuff has been on Isaac Seumalo this year, which is very odd to me. Why is the veteran on the unit making so many mental errors? I don't know, but that has happened. Broderick, meanwhile, throughout the game, just has so many technique errors. He's got to clean those up. He ducks his head. He catches guys rather than getting his hands on them. It's pretty wild. It's pretty all over the place, but he's holding up better at least. It's not like week one where he was just unplayable. So at the very least, there's that.
Fair game to say that when everyone in that backfield is healthy, Kenneth Gainwell will get more of a share of the running back reps, the actual carries in that backfield.
No, I don't think that's fair. I think Jalen Warren's the guy, and he should be. Jalen Warren, in my opinion, is a borderline star. I actually think he's the most underrated player on the Steelers team. I really do.
Wow.
And that's my opinion. He's one of the best tackle breakers in football. I really think that, and what he does in space in the receiving game, the creativity he has in the running game mitigates what the Steelers do up front because the Steelers' O-line was so bad with their timing on zone runs. Gainwell's a nice player. He does a lot of good things well. He does everything at a solid level. There's really not a hole in Kenny G's game that is like he's bad at this, right? It's just all solid across the board. But I think Warren has real difference-maker potential. So I think Jalen Warren's still going to be the lead dog in this backfield, and I think he should be.
Fair game to say that the Steelers really are at a loss as to how to properly use Pat Freiermuth in this offense.
Are they at a loss, or
and
is
just
it
don't
bad?
Know how, or yeah, like fair game to say there's real problems with what's going on with Pat Freiermuth, and sure. It's not just a small sample. Maybe is the better way to put it.
Yeah, sure. I think there's problems, but I'm not sure if they're at a loss. I think they're just kind of figuring out that him and Jonnu Smith are basically the same player. Like they're very similar. Jonnu is more athletic, though. He's a better route runner. Pat's probably a better chain mover. But really, the guy that should be playing in this tight end room more, Malzi, is Darnell Washington. Darnell Washington should be the guy that leads this tight end room in snaps. And then you should figure out what you want to do with Smith and Freiermuth outside of that. They could still be utilized much better than they have. And I don't really think they know how to use Freiermuth yet as a chain mover with Rodgers, especially in the quick game stuff. Like, it's really easy for Jonnu. He's just a yak guy, so you just get him on screens and quick game stuff. Muth isn't that. He's more of a chain mover type, and he's more of an intermediate field type. So they're not using the intermediate part of the field like at all right now. It's very much quick game or balls down the sideline or those types of deals, slant routes. That's where Muth can probably be utilized, and that's where he's mostly been utilized when he has been used. So I do think they're kind of figuring out how to use Pat, but this tight end room, they're putting $24 million into Jonnu and Pat right now. I think they're finding out fairly quickly. It's Darnell Washington that's the valuable piece in that room that makes this engine on this offense work.
Fair game to say that if Calvin Austin is gone with this injury for multiple weeks, that Roman Wilson will get a real chance to be wide receiver too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I think he'll get a real chance. He'll get real run. I think it's going to be Scotty Miller first. I do. I think that's going to be who takes this over, but he's going to get his chances. The thing with Roman is he doesn't really bring anything that they don't have. They have speed, and that's kind of his best trait. He's not really a well-rounded player. He blocks, but they have Skowronek for that. So he's just kind of a speedy guy that wins on crossers and tries to beat man coverage for speed. But he's not really a good route runner. Scotty Miller's a better route runner than him. So Scotty's going to get an opportunity. But I do think what you kind of get with Roman here is he'll have a chance to win on those crossers and have more explosive plays. And the Steelers just haven't utilized that because it's been all going to DK Metcalf. Why wouldn't you utilize DK Metcalf over Roman Wilson?
Fair game to say that Aaron Rodgers has been the Steelers' MVP through four games, Nick.
MVP. I don't know. I think he's done a lot of great point guarding. I think he's up there. But I think being an MVP as a quarterback implies you have done more than just being a really good point guard, which is what I think Aaron Rodgers has been. I think there's no shame in that. He's been awesome at the line of scrimmage. But I think their MVP, honestly, through four games, has probably been number 90. I think it has been TJ and what he's done for that defense and the attention he's brought. But I do think Rodgers has been fantastic in what they've asked him to do. So I don't agree that Rodgers has been MVP, but I also understand where that comes from. But I think it's been TJ Watt. He's opened up so many different things for them in the blitz game, the pass rush department, and the last two games they've really rounded into form. Once they start blowing, once they start not blowing coverages every freaking play, it feels a little bit different with TJ Watt taking up 2 to 3 guys every play and getting guys open on blitzes and things like that.
Nick, here's an interesting one maybe that I'm very intrigued to get your answer on. Fair game to say that Patrick Queen's last two games for the Steelers have been his best two games for the Steelers?
He had a absolutely insane game last year in Washington, but it has been his best two-game stretch. I think that's fair to say. He has been really good. I mean, he's just been flying downfield. He's been really good in the blitz game, good in coverage. Extremely good in run defense, too. He's kind of realized, like, hey, these D linemen, specifically Keanu Benton, probably aren't going to keep me clean, so I'm going to keep myself clean. And I think he's instinctive enough and smart enough to do that. And it's worked out at a really high level. So, yeah, I'd say this is his best two-game stretch in a Steelers uniform.
Fair game to say that even though he's only played two games, Derek Harmon is the Steelers' rookie of the quarter year so far?
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. I mean, Sawyer's had some nice impacts. I think YA's done fine. But I actually think, you know, when you look at it, Derek Harmon has really affected games. I watched the Vikings tape the other day again, and I saw so many plays where he freed up other guys. A lot of his impact is hidden, but he's got a really good bull rush. Like, I'll be real, when you watch Derek Harmon's tape, it reminds me a lot of a young Tuitt. Like, it does. There's a lot of young Tuitt in Derek Harmon. And so I do think he's been their rookie of the year. He's been a big impact player for them. Though Jack Sawyer, really good start to his career too.
Fair game to say that Mike Tomlin should have gone for it on 4th and 1/2 yards and that he did his absolute best to try to lose a game that he had coached beautifully through 55 minutes?
He absolutely should have gone for that. And then they shouldn't have punted it through the end zone on top of that. He kind of double whammied himself on that. He should have tried to play it, you know, through the 10-5. Waitman's proven he's good enough as a punter to do that. And then on top of that, just run the tush push with Hayward. Darnell can push him forward. I feel like you could do that if you didn't want to do that. Also, on top of this, Mosey, I don't think people realize this, but the Steelers have been like a really good short yardage offense this year. Like, really good. I mean, they are top 10 in the league in short yardage efficiency right now. So, yeah, you should have gone for it. Your offense has proven they can do it pretty consistently this year, and you win the game. And more importantly, the defense has played so well all game. So, yeah, I absolutely think they should have gone for it.
All right, fair. I'll end with this one, and I'm not going to hold you to it, Nick. But here we go. And we're talking, of course, to Nick Faribault. It's Fair Game with Faribault. Nick Faribault, of course, Steelers beat reporter for Penn Live. Here we go. I'm going to ask you to assume two things and then do the fair game. Assume that the Steelers handle their business and move to 5-1 through 6. And assume that the Ravens don't have Jackson the next two games, lose them both, and are 1-5 through 6. Is it fair game to then say that the Steelers will win the AFC North?
I think so. The Ravens are super capable of like winning 9 in a row, and they are talented enough. But this feels a little different than last year for them. Roquan legitimately kind of looks done. Humphrey looks like he's lost a step. The defense looks in disarray. It's not like last year where it was like one player, where it was Marcus Williams just sucks. This year it's like defensive line's hurt, not nearly as good. The offense looks good and is still probably going to be good, so they'll win games. This feels like a 9-8, 10-7 year for them. It really does. And they'll probably make the playoffs. But you're telling me the Steelers with, you know, 4 more games against the Browns, at that point it would be 2 more. But then you got the Bears, you have the Dolphins. You have a lot of winnable games, and they inevitably will probably steal one from the Ravens. And every now and then, Tomlin teams play up, and, you know, like last year in Washington, they'll steal one against a really good team. So maybe they'll steal one against the Packers or the Lions or something of the sort and go, you know, 10-7, 11-6. I think that's fair to say. I think they can easily do that. So, yeah, I think if they're 5-1, the Ravens are 1-5, given what I've seen from both teams, I think it's fair to say it will be closer than it should be. It'll be like they're both 10-7 and the Steelers probably win it by tiebreaker, but I think it's fair to say they win it.
Fair game with Nick Faribault. Nick, appreciate a nice, relaxing weekend where you just get to watch ball and don't have to cover anything.
It's beautiful, and I love it. So thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Nick Faribault, Fair Game with Faribault. We do this every Friday, a little later today than normal, but we love talking to Nick about all things Steelers. Very few doing better work than he is right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.